Hello and welcome to Sweden. Today we will speak about a controversial part of our cultural heritage that is tightly intertwined with the world one. Currently, in many EU's cultural institutions, there is an ongoing debate about return of the cultural and historical objects to their countries of origin, sometimes called repatriation. Let's visit the Swedish National Museum of World Culture in the city of Gothenburg and see how the problem is met there. A local student, Victor, has kindly agreed to be our guide.
For many decades, Sweden has been home for people of different nationalities from all over the world. There is much effort to preserve and to sustain national cultural heritage across the country. But today I will tell you about the Swedish National Museums of World Culture that comprises four separate museums with different thematic orientations, which together span all over the world, ethnicities and thousands of years of human culture, from prehistoric times to our world as it looks today. It is a World Culture Museum in Gothenburg, where I study and live, and three museums in Stockholm. Museum of Mediterranean and Near Eastern Antiquities, Museum of Far Eastern Antiquities, and Museum of Ethnography. All of them have permanent collections and thematic exhibitions and interesting program events for children and youth. Some of the objects from their collections are considered to be problematic and are a subject of debate on national and international levels. In general, the Museums of World Culture manage a collection of objects from all over the world. Some of the objects from their collections you can even see in a digital form. It includes cultural objects, utility objects, natural history objects, works of art, photographs, books, archive material, and also human remains. Unfortunately, some of the objects have a problematic history of collection, the way they were acquired and brought to Sweden. Therefore, today the Swedish museums take active part in the process of returning objects, sometimes called repatriation. One of the examples is when in 2022, the National Museums of World Culture returned 24 ceremonial objects to the Yaqui Nation in northwestern Mexico. Thus, the objects from the Yaqui people, taken from their original place in 1934, were returned home. I think it is very important to constantly revise the issue of ownership of history and culture, as one can see that cultural heritage is not a conserved case, but a live process that develops over time, space, and histories. It is important to sustain a good dialogue with the country and source of the object's origin.
Well, that was a really good example of reconsidering and reviewing the past. One can be really inspired from hearing more stories like that. Do you know how the problem is dealt with in your country? Do you want to share your story? Do not hesitate to contact us via EU Defenders Instagram or Facebook page.